Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Veterans Corner. I want to start off today by saying that I hope and wish everyone is doing very well and is healthy and is taking care of themselves during these hard times. I urge you all to please continue the social distancing movement, okay? It's extremely important, okay? Social distancing is what is going to help us defeat this virus, and I'm asking you all to be safe. Now, in my last post, I discussed the coronavirus, and I'm pretty sure everyone who is listening either knows or has an idea of what it is and how it's affecting our health. So I'm not gonna sound like an old book here and repeat what I said in my last podcast, okay, in the last episode. So I'm gonna move ahead, and I just want to talk about the importance of PPE and basically how companies and other institutions have been handling this throughout this hard time. Okay, so I've been analyzing many different stories and looking at different states to see how these companies are handling this. And mainly watching these big corporations, I can sit here and say that I'm not too happy with what I'm seeing or what I'm hearing. Honestly, I feel disappointed and upset at how they've been dealing with this. My wife is a registered nurse, and I asked her to please, you know, give us some reasons or basically discuss the importance of PPE, you know, give us some touch points. So she gave us three. The first one, if healthcare workers get sick due to COVID-19 pandemic, then there is a possibility for the healthcare system to crumble. Okay, so if all of our nurses and doctors and CNAs and respiratory therapists and everyone on the healthcare side, a lot of people get sick, we're in trouble. They can't work. How are they going to work? And they're infected with the virus. This is something extremely, extremely important, especially to our friends and family, right? We need these people on the front lines helping us. And if companies and healthcare institutions are not offering or not giving, and in some cases, what I'll discuss later, are not allowing people to use personal protective equipment, it's insane. Number two, healthcare workers are taught to proceed providing care when the environment is safe. And right now, the environment in most cases are not safe. And I will touch on that after I read these touch points. I have a little more to discuss on that. The reuse, this is the third one, the reuse of PPE that has been exposed to COVID patients is completely unsafe and will spread the virus to others who don't have it. Now, to talk on these touch points, my wife, like I said, is a registered nurse in a nursing home. I won't discuss which nursing home or what company it's affiliated with due to legal reasons, but what she's experienced is pretty scary. All right. So her first day at work, when the first couple of COVID patients were diagnosed, she was told that the masks were not allowed to be used, that they weren't helpful and they should not use them because it wasn't professional, and basically told all the workers there they couldn't wear it. And after the first week or two, then they changed their minds and decided to let everybody wear it after they seen the infection rate, you know, increase without wearing masks. They also told my wife and other coworkers that the PPE that they use for a COVID patient should be put in a plastic bag, tied up, and then used later when seeing another patient, if they're not using it right away. Now, according to my wife, she says that anytime you use a gown with a patient who is sick or has some type of contagious virus or illness, that gown is immediately removed and mask and gloves, dumped into a bin, a hazardous waste bin, and then they would pick up another one and go to the next patient's room. But they are instructing them to use these, how do I say it, soiled personal protective equipment with every other patient in the hospital, which potentially can spread the virus around. This is insane, and I told her to not put her life in jeopardy. This is something extremely serious, and if it gets to the point where you feel that your life is in jeopardy, then you either need to, we need to talk as a family and decide what our next steps are. Another case I was looking at was, I'm sure a lot of you heard of it, an Amazon worker was fired recently for planning a walkout due to the Amazon facility not providing personal protective equipment or not enough. He also said that there was no social distancing guidelines. These are essential to the workplace, especially to stop the spread of this virus. The person also stated that they had a party in the facility on Staten Island mid-March at the height of the infection. And then they fired him for planning a walkout. This was, to me, it was absurd. It was sad. It was for a big company like Amazon. I mean, they have all access to everything being sold on Amazon. And you're telling me they couldn't purchase the masks? You got first dibs. You are the person pushing it out for other people to buy it. Why can't you just jump in and grab some? I don't get it. I'm not sure if there's any regulations to that, but I'm pretty sure they could have got some masks for their workers. The second story that I was looking at was about a nurse in Chicago. This nurse was fired due to wearing her N95 masks after a hospital told her that she could not wear it. This is all during the COVID pandemic, okay? This is not 2 years ago. This is now, last month. And this nurse sent an email to 50 other employees stating the benefits of wearing an N95 mask. She came in the next day with the mask on, and she was relieved from her duties on site. This was something that made absolutely no sense to me. You have a country that is suffering right now from this pandemic and begging for nurses who are retired, doctors who have retired, to come back for a short period of time and assist these healthcare workers during this difficult, difficult time. It just, how could you fire someone from wearing a protective mask? Now, this article, if you guys would like to check up on it, is on the Chicago Tribune. So if you go to Google and you search nurse in Chicago fired due to wearing N95 mask, it's the first link on the page when you click enter. All right, when you hit that search button, that first link, that's where you can see it. And if you go down to the bottom of this article, you will see that this nurse actually filed a lawsuit with at least $50,000 in damages. This nurse lost her job. She cannot feed her family right now, okay? Because she was trying to protect her family and protect her coworkers. And for a healthcare facility to tell her that she cannot protect herself and wear this equipment is beyond me. I don't even understand the reasons why. I can't. Okay, so and to talk on a better note, I would like to discuss something that my company is doing that I feel I needed to speak on, because I was actually very surprised that they handled it so well. I work for Verizon. I am a manager. I work with technicians that go to customers' houses and their homes and apartments and install Fios. Okay, they could be there for hours, for minutes. It depends on the job. Now, Verizon, as soon as this came out, Verizon held a meeting and within 4 hours, completely revamped their safety program. I mean, masks were being issued, gloves were being issued. It was readily accessible. You know, whatever they had, they dished it out. They even offered the employees, every employee, 8 weeks of paid emergency leave at 100% of your salary For 8 weeks, they're going to pay you fully. And any other time that you're out after that, they'll pay you up to 60% of what you get paid on your normal check. All right, this is huge. This is something dealing with my wife and other people that I talk to, people who've lost their jobs, people not working, people suffering, and Verizon came up with this plan. I was extremely happy and proud to be a part of this organization. Okay, because this is a time where everybody's emotions are just rolling and it's just creating the safe environment and showing the employees that we care about you and we're here for you and we're willing to work with you shows a lot. Okay. And Verizon also recently, they actually issued a GoFundMe for a couple of employees that I knew personally who have passed away from the virus to raise thousands of dollars. This is a team effort. And not only just because it's my company, I mean, throughout everywhere, people at home, people, you know, in other countries, everybody needs help right now. All right. So being safe, following these guidelines, working with each other, it's the most important thing to do right now. Okay. And I just honestly just I'm going to close this discussion. And I just want you guys to understand that I am praying for all of you. And I just wish you all the best and to stay safe and, you know, stay home as much as possible and just be healthy and take care of your families and yourselves. And I just want to wish you all the best. I'll see you on the next episode. The Veterans Corner is out.